Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heise Advisory Group. Your money, your retirement. This is the place for St. Louis's family-focused retirement planning advice for your future. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, live from the Heise Advisory Group studio. Now, here are your hosts, Ken Heise and Steve Mahler.
Good morning and welcome to another version of Your Retirement Highway. I'm Ken Heise and Steve Mahler is with me again today, and we are retirement specialists with Heise Advisory Group right here in St. Louis. And here at Heise Advisory Group, we believe that your best is yet to come, and you deserve to get good information so that you can make smart choices about your financial planning. Today, we want to talk about goals, strategies, and tools. I think this is going to be a great show. As we go along, as always, questions, if you'd like to sit down with us, if you'd like to have a vision meeting, just pick up the phone, give us a call. The number is 314-328-4400. And you can visit us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So as we start to talk about goals, strategies, and tools, I wanted to kind of open with a story. A story about a client that came in, and of course, as always, right, we can't use names.
We cannot use their names, absolutely.
So I was thinking about a cool set of names, and I came out with Jack, and then I was going to go Jack and Jill, but then I was listening to some music, and I heard John Cougar Mellencamp and the old Jack and Diane, so we're going to call them Jack and Diane.
Okay. They have to have names, right?
It's more relatable if they have some names, but they can't be the real names.
No.
Because, you know, that's not good to do. So anyway, Jack, you know, he's one of those guys. He loves being online. He loves to look at all his stocks. He loves to look at the charts, follow the market, all the news. He's a self-manager, what we call a do-it-yourselfer, right?
Yep.
And very, very consumed with everything. He spends usually anywhere from 3 to 4 hours every day in front of his computer, monitoring the market, monitoring his portfolio. And his wife, Diane, she doesn't want anything to do with that stuff.
No, Diane is like, where is my husband? I've lost my husband.
And so here we are, they're sitting in our office, and I'm looking at Jack and going, why are you here? If you spend 3 to 4 hours every day doing all your own research, you're enjoying it, it's your hobby, it's your lifeblood, what are you hoping we can do for you? To which Jack started to tell us a story about his friend, whose name was Bob. See, Bob was exactly the same as Jack. He spent 3 to 4 hours a day in front of the computer. And in fact, he and Jack would talk on the phone many, many times. And they would always be talking about their portfolios and their next hot stocks and what they're invested in. Until Bob called one day and told Jack that he had been diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and he was given 2 to 5 years to live. And that changed Bob completely, as it would me or anyone else to get that kind of news. And Bob told Jack on that call he didn't want to spend the rest of his life staring at a computer screen. He didn't want to spend the time talking about stocks. He had 2 to 5 years to live, and he wanted to spend the rest of his life spending that time creating memories with his family, with his wife, with his kids, and with his grandkids. And he said, don't get me wrong, looking at stocks, it's all fun, but it didn't bring Bob any purpose and meaning anymore. Because what really was the most important thing to Bob at this point was not being remembered as the guy sitting in front of a computer screen, but the guy that enjoyed time with his family and created legacy and memories. And so Bob explained to Jack that he had gone out and found a financial advisor that he trusts. Even more importantly, though, that his wife could trust, because when Bob was no longer here, Janet needed somebody that they could rely on. And that's when Jack turned to us and he said, you know, his first feelings were, wow, you know, poor Bob.
And that relationship that they had, while it was born of many things, certainly the commonality was their love for being online and charting their portfolios and doing research, and that kind of connected them in a way.
It did. And Jack had said that his initial reaction was poor Bob because of the limited time. He also thought, wow, how wonderful for Bob to have some purpose, some vision with what he was going to do the next 2 to 5 years of his life. And it really caused Jack to rethink his situation and said, you know what? I want to be able to have dinner with Diane. I want to be able to talk about where we go. I want to talk about family memories. I want to be able to look at pictures. I don't want to be doing this all in front of a computer screen anymore. And it ties into so much of what we see in the financial industry. You know, Steve and I, we go to a lot of financial events around the country all year long. I've spoken at many of them, and it seems like everything in the financial industry is constantly talking about tools.
And I think that addresses the question of why are we talking about this today. We're talking about it just because of what you pointed out. The industry, I think, has done us not only being people that are in the industry, but you all that are listening that are trying to get yourself to retirement and make sure that you're doing the right things, making the right decisions, going to have a successful retirement. I think the industry has done us a disservice because the focus always seems to be tools, tools, tools.
And it is sad. 90% of all the education things we go to talk about tools. And unfortunately, a lot of financial advisors, that's all they want to talk about are tools, tools, tools as well. You know, and you can start listening to them. If you had some time and wrote some things down, a real simple exercise, make a list of the tools. They're what? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds?
Real estate, annuities, life insurance. Annuities could be fixed annuities, could be variable annuities, could be fixed indexed annuities.
Yep. And then we've got the ETFs. You've got savings, checking, CDs, government bonds, options, commodities, futures, IRAs. Yeah. You know, it's an endless source of different tools. You're listening to Your Retirement Highway. I'm Ken Heise, Steve Mahler, financial advisors at Heise Advisory Group. And if you would like to reach out to us, the number is 314-328-4400. And you can get us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So as we kind of continue the conversation about goals, strategies, and tools.
By the way, I love the order that you put those in, because that's really how we need to be thinking about this conversation. It really starts with goals, then strategies, then tools, right? What we were just talking about was that the industry likes to focus on tools. It's sort of got the process backwards.
Well, and how many times does someone come into the office and they want to start having the conversation about tools? And the first step is to really talk about goals. How much time do you spend focusing on your personal goals for your retirement? This is one I would highly recommend, maybe not right now, but take 5 to 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. Do this with your spouse if you're married. Sit down and take a look at, what if you were like Bob? What if all you had left was 2 to 5 years? How would you want to spend your retirement? And for those of you that do have more than 2 to 5 years, you might have 20 or 30 years of retirement. How do you want to spend that? What are your goals? What are the priorities that you want to accomplish together?
And achieving goals, I think, is easier if you set shorter increments of time. It's one thing, it seems very daunting and overwhelming to think about 20 or 30 years of retirement. What are my goals? But what about 2 to 5 years? Even if you weren't diagnosed with a terminal illness, what do you want to do in these next 2 to 5 years? And what are you going to do to accomplish those goals?
In such a way that you don't have even one regret, no regrets at all, that you can look back on your life and feel proud and have a sense of achievement. See, these are the life-changing types of goals that we want you to focus on. That is your number one priority. For me, some of my top priorities are taking our family, our kids, our grandkids, Lori and myself, taking them on vacations. And I'd like to get them to experience different cultures. I want to continue spending time with Lori personally. Dinners where we can have great conversation, going away for the weekends, right? We all love to go and do some of those things with our immediate family, our spouses. And Steve, you just had Jackson's three-year-old birthday party this last weekend.
Which is hard to believe. Time flies, and why it really kind of hit home with me that you really do need to focus on what your priorities are, because time does go by fast. And I love spending time with my grandson, Jackson. Sue and I have been married for 40 years, but we still learn new things about each other and enjoy spending time together and spending time with our kids as well. So a lot of the same goals that you have, and probably a lot of the same goals that our listeners have out there, but you need to focus on it and make it a priority.
And then there's your traditional bucket list type things, right? Places maybe around the world and experiences, things that maybe you've never done that you want to do. You need to put them into a plan, because the second half of your life should be all about enjoying the time that you have. So spending more time and more days on what's important and less time about the tools. And the tools are, as you always say, Steve, what? A means to achieve.
Yeah, a means to an end, really. I mean, so the tools are important, no doubt, but they are it's a backwards process if you consider the tools first, because the tools you choose may not match up with what your goals and objectives are. And wouldn't it be good to know those first before you decide on what the tools are?
There's just so much time, again, like I said, spent on picking tools out and dissecting. You will see ads about the pros and the cons of different tools, and they all may be right and they all may be wrong. The key is they're all put on this earth for a different purpose. And part of my purpose, why I feel I'm on this earth, is to help people like you improve your retirement. See, how do you really know that you're making all the smart choices? You know, there's so many choices, so many tools, so many strategies, but if you clearly can define your goals, how do you know you're making all the right choices for your personal retirement? And to find that out, that's where a one-on-one consultation. Come into the office, sit down with Steve, sit down with me, and we can have some conversations and help you develop your goals. Why wouldn't you want to do this? See, you need to have smart planning so that you can enjoy the best of what's yet to come in your retirement. Let us help you. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about how you'd then take strategies to solve the goals that you're intending to achieve. Are you concerned about market volatility and how it may impact your retirement? I'm Ken Heise, founder of Heise Advisory Group. We've witnessed an almost unprecedented rise in the stock market over the past few years. I don't have a crystal ball, but I've seen market corrections and how it may have a negative impact on your retirement income. You might think you're safe. After all, the 2008 market drop is far behind us. But the risk never goes away. Stop worrying about market volatility and let us help you create a custom-tailored retirement plan for your goals and financial situation. Call Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 and let us help you prepare for the market ups and downs. There's no time like the present to find out how your investment portfolio might perform during a market downturn. Call 314-328-4400, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back, everybody, to Your Retirement Highway. Today, our focus is on goals, strategies, and tools. We started at the top of the show talking about Jack and Diane. No, they're not the two young lovers doing the best they can. But now, Jack and Diane were a couple that came into the office. Of course, they're fictitious names. And Jack was telling us about the friend of his, Bob, who both Jack and Bob had been do-it-yourselfers, spent a lot of time researching. In fact, 3 to 4 hours a day they would spend in front of their computers, really researching all their financial tools and the markets and everything going on. But Bob called Jack the one day and told him that he had been diagnosed with ALS and was given 2 to 5 years to live. And that just really transcended with Jack, as well as they both realized that was not the highlight of their life. The highlight of their life and the important things that stood out to them was spending time with their kids, their grandkids, with their wives, creating memories. To me, some of the biggest legacies that are out there are not dollars and cents. Some of the biggest legacies are memories, time spent together that you will cherish for a lifetime.
And that's a really good point, because we do talk about with our family's legacy quite a bit, and everybody's first thought is legacy is about what I'm going to leave to my family, to my loved ones, to my charities, kids, grandkids, and the like, in dollars and cents. But wouldn't it be great if you had a set of goals in place that would allow you to enjoy leaving a legacy while you were still alive? Share some of those things while you can. While in Bob's case, I mean, he didn't have his health, and he realized that he had focused so much of his attention on doing other things that weren't really important, and now he was kind of jammed into this window, if you will, of a short time period to try and do all these things. So if you're listening out there and you have your health and you have this family that you want to do things with, and you have these goals that you really haven't thought too much about how you're going to achieve those and what's important, you know, Jack and Bob spending time 3-4 hours a day on the computer, they were focused on tools. And I think this whole experience for both of them got them to realize that they really need to focus on the goals first.
And please don't forget, as I said at the top of the show, take some time. Sit down, have a conversation with your spouse if you're married. Take some time and really think about your goals, what you want to accomplish, what you want to achieve in your retirement, especially over the course of the next 2 to 5 years. Don't live with regrets. Be proud. Have a sense of accomplishment if you're looking at things ahead of time. And then to set those in place, once you identify the goals, then the next step is to create some strategies. Retirement planning, it's so much more than just investing. It's really the link that pulls all of this together. To take your goals, get clear on those, and focus on what that is. And then secondly, you start to look at what types of planning strategies do we need in place to support your goals. And we talk many times, an income plan, an income strategy is your starting point, right?
Sure. I mean, you're going to sail off into the sunset in retirement, and your retirement is going to cost you a certain amount of money every single month to do the things you want to do, to achieve your goals. How do you support that? You have to have a written income plan that can support those income needs.
You need to address the question of when you're going to access those funds. You need to address the question of how you're going to adjust that income for inflation. You need to also look at your bucket list things, things that you might need some lump sums of money. We just had one of our clients, one of their bucket list items was to get a motorhome. Well, they needed a lump sum of money in order to accomplish that, right? Your Social Security, your pensions, how do those fit in? You have to ask the questions when, where, and how when it comes to creating an income plan strategy.
Yeah, I mean, because as we always say, you have to identify the goals, the things that you want to do in retirement, and then put a price tag on it. And some people are fortunate enough that their pension and Social Security covers most of, if not in some cases, all of their income needs. But for most of you out there, you're going to need the assets that you've spent a lifetime accumulating to also generate some cash flow. And what are the strategies that you're going to put in place to do that in the most effective manner?
And then the next area is to be tax efficient. So we need to have some tax strategies. So many of you have accumulated your wealth in 401ks, 403bs, IRAs, and you don't have a proper exit strategy to reduce Uncle Sam's portion of those accounts, because the more you can reduce Uncle Sam's portion, the more that is there for you to enjoy, more that's there for you to be able to leave lasting memories, build a bigger legacy. It might be leaving a legacy financially to your family or your charity. It might be creating a college fund for your grandchildren. It might just mean having more to do while you're living to create memories, because the less that goes to Uncle Sam, the more is kept in your pocket.
And I think what you're saying, the reason that's important is because those buckets that you mentioned, the 401ks, the 403bs, IRAs, that's all tax-deferred money. You've never paid tax on those dollars.
Right.
So at some point, your partner,
you gotta pay the piper,
the IRS is right, going to have its hand out and want to collect from you. What are the strategies that you can put into place that are tax-efficient?
And how about some risk management strategies? What happens? You're cruising along, and like Bob, all of a sudden your health goes downhill and you have a change of plans. What do you have in terms of risk management? Because you might run into a lot of healthcare costs. Whatever the case might be, you need to have some risk management strategies in there, in addition to kind of the common risk management that everybody thinks about is portfolio risk, which truly I think is one of the number one reasons for failure in retirement, is that most people don't seem to have good risk management strategies in their portfolio. And they don't have enough money protected from market risk.
Yeah, so this is Steve Mahler. You're listening to Your Retirement Highway, and alongside Ken Heise. If you would like to talk with us, which we would love to hear from you, please feel free to reach out at 314-328-4400. And you were talking about the fact that people don't often have strategies in place to manage portfolio risk. And that becomes important because we've spent our entire lives up to this point of retirement accumulating assets. And so we've been taking risks, certainly while we're working and collecting a paycheck and contributing to these retirement savings accounts. But as you move into retirement, the one thing you can't afford to have happen is a 2008 all over again, a 2000, 2001, 2002, right before you're ready to retire, and you lose 20, 30, 40% of your assets. How would that impact your retirement?
And impact, more importantly, the goals that you have set out for your own personal retirement. And then the last area is legacy strategies. Strategies that with what you have left that you haven't spent, how are you going to leave that? What is the strategy that you're going to pass those assets? Are you going to pass a tax nightmare onto your family? Have you thought about your legacy strategy for your spouse and the potential tax impacts that maybe you're going to pass along to them? It all really boils back down to, and I'd love to ask the question to each one of you that are listening, how is your process going? Have you started with thinking about your goals? We get so many blank stares when people will come into the office, and one of the first questions we ask is, so tell us about what your retirement, what do you want retirement to look like? And we get a lot of generalities. Well, you know, I want it to be successful. I want to be happy. I want to be healthy. Yeah, we all want that. But what in your specific life are your specific goals that you want to accomplish? What are the specific things maybe in the next 2 to 5 years that you want to see yourself doing? And really what we're trying to do today is to try and take you away from that focus of tools and come back to the concept of really defining your own personal goals, then creating strategies. That's what we help you accomplish, our strategies to accomplish those goals. And then the tools become that mean to the end, right?
And so maybe here's another way of thinking about this. If this is hard for you to conceptualize, think if you were going to make a pie. You want
Ooh,
to make,
yummy.
You want
I'm ready.
To make, how about an apple pie? You like apple pie?
I like apple pie. I like cherry pie.
Yeah. So the goal is you want to make a pie, and specifically you want to make an apple pie. There's your goal. Now your strategy is going to be, how are you going to make that apple pie? What exactly are the steps that you're going to take to make that apple pie? And then the tools to be able to make that apple pie would be the ingredients. So in trying to tie that back to your financial goals and family goals and the goals that you're establishing for retirement, think about it as a recipe. You got to know what you're going to make. You got to know how you're going to make it, and you got to know what the ingredients are to be able to make that all come together.
Well, and it sounds so simple, just to your goal to make an apple pie, but goodness gracious, there's a lot of different recipes, right? And then when you get into the tools, there's a lot of different apples, maybe sugars, cinnamons, you know, all these ingredients that have to mix together. But in the end, if you don't know your goal is an apple pie, you might not have all the right ingredients.
Sure. So if your goal was to make a pie, would you just go out and buy a bunch of apples first and then figure out how you're going to get those apples to fit into the kind of pie that you want to make? Know the pie first.
So folks, if you found this helpful, share us. Share us with other people. Pass along the idea that we're on the radio, that we have a show. It's intended to help you work toward heading down your own personal retirement highway. I hope that you're going to take these exercises and do them, and I hope that you're going to die with no regrets when that time comes. That means living a life with purpose, a life with goals, goals that are supported by strategies, strategies that are supported by tools. And as you go along that process, you might need some help. You might find that maybe the people you're working with are the ones that got you to where you are, but maybe they're not best suited to take you where you want to go. And oftentimes that's true in this retirement planning, is the people that got you to where you are aren't always the best to take you to where you want to go. And how do you know? How do you know if you're making all the smart choices when it comes to your personal retirement plan? Why wouldn't you want to come and sit down with us and start looking at smart planning so that you can enjoy the best that's yet to come for you in your retirement? To do that, the number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. And again, as we always say, your best is yet to come. And we believe wholeheartedly the second half of your life should be the best half of your life. Go out, live life, set your goals, enjoy the rest of the day, and we'll be back with you right here next week.
Are you a baby boomer with questions or concerns regarding your retirement plan? How about the future of U.S. tax rates and trends? Does your investment portfolio fully support your income needs? I'm Lori Heise, founder of Heise Advisory Group, and we can help you answer these questions and more. Register for one of our upcoming retirement classes on Saturday, November 2nd from 9 to 11:30 a.m. or Tuesday, November 5th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. This 2.5-hour course will cover three essentials: income planning, investment planning, and tax-efficient strategies. Call now to register at 314-909-1116 or register online at heiseadvisorygroup.com. That's H-E-I-S-E advisorygroup.com. If you have the slightest doubt regarding your retirement plan, this class is designed for you. Seating is limited. Register now at 314-909-1116.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. Heise Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.